Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The late, great James Brown, godfather of soul, bringing us back.
Papa's got a brand new bag.
Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the godfather of small business. That's what they call me. Well, some of them call me that. Anyway, welcome back. We're glad you're here. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Diana Furscott-Roth. She's with Manhattan Institute, manhattan-institute.org. Also, City Journal, city-journal.org, I should say. And she writes for a number of other publications. Diana, there's a big debate going on right now between the Republicans and the president, primarily, about what to do with the payroll tax holiday, what to do with unemployment benefits, but also what to do about some job creating measures that are out there. Talk to us about some of these.
Well, yesterday the House of Representatives passed an extension of the payroll tax cut. And they also included in that speedy approval for the Keystone XL pipeline, which would create about 13,000 jobs directly, 7,000 indirectly, for about 20,000 more jobs just over the next couple of years.
Now, the Keystone pipeline...
And it would really improve our energy independence.
Tell the audience what the Keystone pipeline is.
The Keystone pipeline would run all the way from Canada down to the Gulf. And what it would be doing is bringing oil from Canada down to the Gulf so that we can refine it in the Gulf and then send it back to Canada or other places in the world, because we are the best at refining oil of anywhere in the world, basically. We have the best refineries. Mm-hmm. So that would give us more jobs building the pipeline, more jobs refining the petroleum. It would make us more energy independent. It's a win-win situation.
Well, it's also trade with one of our neighbors.
Exactly, it's trade with one of our neighbors, and it also means we don't have to buy as much oil from Venezuela and Saudi Arabia.
Right,
and we're not as dependent on the Middle East for our oil.
Now, this has got President Obama jammed up a little bit, doesn't it? This pipeline provision being added to this because he wants the extension of the tax holiday. He wants that desperately. He says that's going to create jobs. I don't think it's going to create jobs, but it is probably going to help some folks out. But he's jammed up because he wants that, but he doesn't want the Keystone pipeline because his environmental constituents don't want it. But he's at odds with his union constituents because they do want the Keystone pipeline. I mean, he's really between a rock and a hard place and a bluff, isn't he?
He really is. And what would be really best for the president is if he said, okay, I don't want to do this, but the Republicans are forcing me to do this, and so I'm just going to sign this. And then he could tell the environmentalists, well, I tried as hard as he could, but he'd get those jobs, and those jobs would help make the unemployment rate go down.
Right.
Plus, what's contained in this bill is limiting the duration of unemployment benefits. And his own chief economist, Alan Krueger, says if unemployment benefits didn't last 99 weeks, if they were less, maybe it used to be 26 weeks of unemployment benefit, then the unemployment rate goes down too, because people just take jobs because they know their unemployment benefit is running out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that would also help him coming into the elections in November. So this bill is really a very good deal for the president. And he can insulate himself against his base by saying, look, those nasty Republicans forced me to do it. But he would benefit from it.
So basically, the bill got through the House yesterday with the holiday and the Keystone pipeline provision. And now it goes to the Senate. Is that right?
Right. There's a different bill in the Senate. The Senate has said they won't pass it. President Obama says if it does pass the Senate, he's going to veto it. So the Senate and the President Obama are not enthusiastic. But they have it all wrong. What they should do is jump at passing this thing, because it would benefit them in the November elections. Because the thing that's most going to be held against the president is the high unemployment rate. No president has ever been elected with an reelected with an unemployment rate of more than 7.3%, and right. ours right now is 8.6.
Yeah, well, and I think the 8.6 is a bogus number. I think it's, I think it's definitely higher than that. Diana, thank you for bringing this information. Do you? But before I go, so do you think that the provision that's on the table right now for extending the payroll tax holiday, do you think that will be extended or not?
Oh, I do not know. I cannot predict the future.
Yeah.
Okay. It should be extended. The bill that the House passed should be passed by the Senate and signed into law by the President. But I don't know if they will do that.
We'll see how that works out. Thanks for being here, Diana. Diana Fritsch-Gott-Roth, folks. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I got to go for today. I'll be back tomorrow. See you then.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.